This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. El Niño is creating weather havoc around the globe. Record flooding in Britain, record warm temperatures in the U.S., forest fires in Australia. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says it's one of the strongest El Niños in recorded history. And here in Southern California, there's a whole lot of hand-wringing, waiting for the predicted downpours. There's a lot of worry about floods and mudslides, and also damage to trees. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
When you drive into the Hollywood Hills, you'd be hard-pressed to go more than a few blocks without seeing a giant palm frond in the street or along the sidewalk. Winds pick up steam and travel down the mountains. We're talking gusts of more than 50 miles an hour. If you got dead trees shredding branches next to your house, winds like that could mean some serious destruction. That risk is making Nick Araya a busy man. He owns Tree Care LA.
Our schedule is booked out like crazy. We're getting tons of calls every day from people that have trees, big or small, that they're worried about.
Like the 80-year-old avocado tree in the backyard at Helena Lipstadt's place. I had no idea avocado trees could get this big. She and Nick walk around the tree, and she asks him what he thinks.
The farthest reach of the branches, those feel to me very vulnerable. This and the one above it and those came crashing down. That could break a window.
If things up here fall, they're falling straight down. Most likely in a big storm, not when you guys are standing here, it would be extremely unlikely for them to fall and then bounce into the house, though it could happen. Trees do goofy things sometimes.
Nick tells me a lot of his job is risk management, reading people and understanding how much of it they're willing to tolerate. He says some tree lovers won't even get rid of a tree if it poses a significant threat to their property. He's consulted with a number of homeowners in the neighborhood and takes me around.
We're driving to a Torrey pine tree that is almost 100 feet tall. There it is, right there. This is a tree that obviously the homeowners were really concerned about for storms. Because it's just gigantic and there isn't a good way for this tree to fall. All right, so these are two sycamore trees. The bigger one is almost 4 feet in diameter. They lean away from each other, and the big one leans right over the top of a very old house.
The owner didn't want to get rid of the trees. Nick says he doesn't blame him. The trees are healthy and they add a lot of character. And taking them out? No, only between $20,000 and $30,000. Our last stop is Ruth Sugarman's house. Now, hers is an interesting scenario. She's worried about two sweet gum trees between her house and the sidewalk. They're actually the city's trees.
They don't really do much of anything for them.
Sugarman and her husband have been living here for 40 years, and she says she considers the trees theirs.
I mean, they're on our property, and trees are important, so we figured that we're responsible for making them safe.
And it's also unlikely the city's going to pick up the tab if a limb happens to fall on one of their cars. Sugarman says she's happy to pay a little extra to have Nick and his crew come out to make her situation a little bit safer. And apparently, others in Los Angeles are too. Tree Care LA's next available appointment? Late January. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.